Florida State University is rolling back portions of a ban on Greek life after the hazing-related death of a student. Fraternities and sororities will now have to meet stricter rules to stay on campus. I'm Kate Payne. Florida State's fraternities and sororities are getting back some of their privileges. Recruitment and philanthropic events are back on the table. Social events and alcohol at school functions are still banned for now. President John Thrasher made the announcement Monday.
Let me say this. Some of the best leaders we have on campus come out of our Greek community. They really do. And we want them to, you know, preserve that. But on the other hand, they've got to buy in and understand that that kind of activity is putting fraternities and sororities around the country on the precipice of being extinguished.
He says the school's Greek organizations have worked with the administration to come up with an agreement. But Thrasher says he still needs to see more evidence that the groups can police themselves.
Hazing and alcohol. They need to change. And that's why we've not actually lifted the ban on alcohol.
To prove they're serious, fraternities and sororities will have to comply with a slate of changes, effective immediately. Chapters have to hire a police officer or security guard to be at all social events and tailgates. And there's a new cap on the number of events the organizations can host when serving alcohol. Students will have to do risk management training, and the university will hire more staff for its Office of Greek Life. And organizations will have to maintain an average 2.5 GPA, says Vice President Amy Hecht.
All of these measures are going to continue to be assessed and evaluated. I will be creating a Greek Advisory Council to help me assess and evaluate and make recommendations as we move forward.
FSU can set rules for the official organizations and, to some extent, monitor what goes on campus. But many of the university's 7,000 Greek students hang out informally and live together, some in off-campus housing. Do four roommates having a beer after work constitute a Greek social event? Hecht says it's not always clear.
Some organizations use the number three. Some use five. I think for us, it's the perception. And at all times, you are a member of these organizations. These values that you espouse are with you, no matter whether you're on campus, off campus, in state, out of state.
And the FSU Police Department's oversight is limited. They generally don't patrol off-campus parties.
So we don't monitor. That's a misnomer.
FSU Police Chief David Perry says it's partly a staffing issue.
We, again, are putting it back on the student and their behavior to make the right decision, make the right choice. If the police department receives a call for service, we're obligated to go and at least investigate that call of service up into certain parameters when we're dealing with people in their personal space and private properties.
And that's important. The incident that spurred the ban didn't happen at a frat house. Pi Kappa Phi pledge Andrew Coffey died after drinking a bottle of bourbon at a fraternity event at a rented house off campus. Nine members of the organization have since been charged with felony hazing, and the chapter has been shut down at FSU. But for the rest of Greek life, President Thrasher says he has to trust them to change the culture.
I don't know. There will be. But I will say the difference now and the difference then is we had a tragic death. And I think that group is no longer here. And I think others are beginning to realize that that kind of activity, that kind of hazing is not going to work at Florida State University, because we're not going to tolerate it. And I hope the national organizations aren't going to tolerate.
There's no set timeline for when the Greek groups might regain the rest of their privileges, but it could happen as soon as this semester. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.